KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have mostly sunny skies now. It's 27 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, warming up to 61. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund recently presented a check to Justin Williams of the Atlantic Soccer Association in the amount of $1,400 to go toward the purchase of new goals for the league. The goals will be used at the current complex, but once the improvements are made to the Atlantic Sports Complex, those goals and others purchased by the association will be moved out to those playing fields. The sport of soccer continues to grow in Atlantic, according to fund spokesman Melanie Petty, and the organization says it is excited to see the improvements made. The 10th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament, which is scheduled for August 11th, is the only fundraiser they hold each year, and the foundation says it looks forward to another great day of golf, silent auction, and lunch. You can come out to see members of the foundation and help them raise money to donate back to the community that Trevor loved. The Frederickson Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit, so all donations are tax deductible. Well, patrons of the Atlantic Community School District will see a reduction in the tax asking for fiscal year 2018-19. Superintendent Steve Barber told KJAN News yesterday the rate, which will be published this week, will be reduced by about 70 cents per $1,000 valuation.
The tax levy rate went down to 15.08 and some change, I guess, compared to last year. It was 15.778.
Barber said the adjustment is due to some corrections over the years.
2 years back, the board was faced with a cash shortage situation, and over the last 2 or 3 years, they've corrected that, and our cash position is healthier, and therefore we're able to lower the rate.
Barber says the board will continue to look at the cash balance and make the best decisions to keep the balance in place while providing every opportunity for the students to be successful and responsible to the taxpayers. Prior to the board's work session Monday night, the proposed tax rating was at $15.50 per thousand, but a reduction in one of the funds made that rate unnecessary.
We determined that our management fund didn't need as much as we were asking for on the original summary sheet. So we lowered the amount for our management from $587,000 to $400,000. By doing that, that lowered it from 41.8 cents, I guess it is.
Public hearings on the 2018-19 school calendar and 2018-19 certified budget will be held April 11th at 5:30 and 5:45, respectively, in the Atlantic High School Media Center. Creston police report today 40-year-old Crystal Huddleston of Creston was arrested at around 3 a.m. today for domestic abuse, assault, and disorderly conduct. Huddleston was booked into the Adams County Jail and held while awaiting a bond hearing. And at around 7 p.m. Tuesday, 39-year-old Matthew Otten of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of theft in the fourth degree. He was later released on $1,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 26-year-old Samuel Brannigan of Red Oak was arrested Monday afternoon on active warrants for 5 counts of sexual abuse in the third degree, harboring a runaway, and trespass. Brannigan was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond. The Harlan Police Department yesterday released a report on arrests, and they said on Sunday, 27-year-old Zachary David Schwager of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with OWI and driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway. Last Saturday, 30-year-old Chase Corey Carter of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with OWI second offense. On Friday, 40-year-old Patrick Hallis of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while revoked and for having an insufficient number of headlamps. And 45-year-old Larry Monroe Lang of Harlan was arrested following a call for service at the Shelby County Jail. Monroe was charged with public intoxication. On March the 20th, 49-year-old Dawn Michelle Van Skoik of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. She was charged with driving while suspended and failure to obtain security against liability or high-risk insurance. Well, the Department of Veterans Affairs, Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System will honor the service, sacrifice, and enduring achievements of Vietnam veterans during a Vietnam War commemoration 50th anniversary event. That event takes place tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Education Conference Room on the Omaha VA Medical Center campus, which is at 4101 Woolworth Avenue in Omaha. The event begins with a recognition and Vietnam veteran lapel pinning ceremony at 2 p.m., followed by an open house until 4 p.m. During the open house, veterans can learn more about eligibility and enrollment, as well as special programs and services available through VA health care. On March 29th, America will observe National Vietnam War Veterans Day. This day was added to our national holidays when the president signed into law the Vietnam War Veterans Recognition Act of 2017. VA Nebraska Western Iowa is proud, they say, to take part in this national effort to thank and honor Vietnam veterans. For more information about the Vietnam War commemoration, go to www.vietnamwar50th.com. And legislators have sent the governor a bill that would let Iowa schools offer American Sign Language to students as an option to fulfill their foreign or world language requirement. Representative John Jacobson of Council Bluffs says there is an acute need for a new generation of sign language interpreters.
Not only is it a United States language, but in all continents across the world that they use ASL, that it is the third most requested interpreted language in our court system.
Representative Ruth Ann Gaines of Des Moines says as a high school teacher, she had many deaf students.
It was a profound experience for all of us, and I think it's important that we include the sign language as a world language.
Representative Art State of Cedar Rapids is also an educator.
It also gives an opportunity for all of us and all of those young children who are not deaf to be able to communicate with their classmates.
Senator Mark Lofgren of Muscatine says it will help deaf students meet the foreign language requirement for graduating from high school.
This bill also expands opportunities for other high school students by providing more options for languages. Considering American Sign Language a world language may encourage students to engage more in the deaf community. According to a study by the University of Vermont, American Sign Language is the fourth most used language in the United States. Because of this, it is important to provide more opportunities for students to learn American Sign Language.
The bill cleared the Iowa House unanimously earlier this month, and the Senate gave it unanimous approval on Monday. And finally, in state news, the Iowa Department of Public Health on Tuesday offered licenses to distribute medical marijuana to businesses which proposed building dispensaries in Council Bluffs, Sioux City, Windsor Heights, Waterloo, and Davenport. Health Department spokesman Sarah Reister says the companies were picked in part because of the location to be able to provide better access or to more patients, and that's one of the reasons the last license went to a company in Waterloo.
When we were analyzing that fifth license and we looked at the map, it became very apparent that Waterloo was important in terms of geographical representation.
Licenses were offered to the Iowa Cannabis Company in Waterloo, Have a Heart Compassion Care for operations in Council Bluffs and Davenport, and Med Farm for facilities in Windsor Heights and Sioux City. Each of those organizations has until 9 a.m. today to accept the licenses. Once they accept, there is more background work.
The next thing that will happen is they will go through a background investigation through our Department of Public Safety. And provided that the background investigation is successfully completed, they would start building out their dispensary.
Med Farm Iowa was given the only license to produce the cannabis oil products that the dispensaries will sell to people who have been approved for prescriptions. Med Farm was created in a partnership with Des Moines-based Kemen Industries. Kemen's general manager of outsourcing services, Lucas Nelson, said once the marijuana has been crushed to extract the oil, there are state guidelines for getting rid of it.
Really what we'll be doing is taking this plant material and grinding it down into very fine particulate matter. And then that will be mixed with trash, paper, kind of your other composting material, and it will then be shipped right to a landfill.
Nelson said they will also take care of any unused cannabis oil.
We'll make sure that any oil that's returned, again, this is part of a regulation, oil that's returned to a dispensary or that maybe falls out of spec along the line of developing our products, all of that would be disposed of in a similar way. Basically, we'll make sure that it's rendered completely unrecognizable and unusable.
Med Farm has a deadline of December 1st to deliver the products to those dispensaries. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.